Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
And I'm really excited to end today's show on a more positive note, not only for the environment or the economic environment that we're in, but for small businesses in general. We've been speaking a little bit for my guests. Benefit. We've been speaking a bit about liquidations and government not paying invoices and, yeah, the difficulties of running a business. So really excited, especially after that Google conversation that we just had with the Google South Africa head of government. I'm excited to welcome Sia Mzozoyana, who is Brenny's BCD Travel's new business development manager, who's joining us in studio. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Rufila, and welcome to and thank you to your listeners.
Of course. So very cool to have a traditionally understood. I mean, I've known Rennie since I was a kid, and it was a very big part of our holiday planning. And one of the things that has always been quite curious to me is, sure, and then of course, then it became much more of the business planning in my corporate travel as I grew up. But one of the things that was always interesting to me is, unlike when it's for corporate nowadays, where there's usually maybe an office that's with you, so many of us cut the corner, cut the line, cut out the middleman and go straight to the internet. So how awesome it is to be speaking to you during a tech and innovation segment, because GoGetter is the digital solution that BCD Travel has put in place. Please tell us a bit about it.
Yes, thank you very much again. So absolutely, I'm a digital native myself.
Yes.
We live on our phones. We expect results now. We expect responses to be in real time.
Yes.
And I mean, for an individual traveler, maybe that's okay. But if you're looking at business travel,
yes,
I mean, it's more complex. So what GoGetter is trying to look at, we look at small and medium businesses, and we understand, and we've spoken about the struggles they that they go through,
yes,
in South Africa. I don't want to hop on that again. But what we've said is, how can we give these, you know, these hustlers, mm-hmm, these guys who bootstrap their business and trying to move on to the next level, access to services that only other big businesses ordinarily get.
Correct.
Also understanding that they are digital natives.
Yes.
And here comes our sort of solution, which is an online booking solution, which reduces costs but doesn't totally cut out the middleman.
Correct. Because the middleman makes a difference to your experience when you're traveling, particularly when what you're trying to focus on is your business.
Absolutely. They do what, you know, they do as, mm-hmm, as small and medium businesses. We do what we do. Travel can be great until something goes wrong.
Yes.
And these business owners are key people in their organizations. Without them, the business doesn't function.
Correct.
So duty of care is one of our biggest things. How do we look after these travelers on their travels? How do we make, yes, sure they actually make it to that destination? What's at stake if this man doesn't make his meeting or his tender deadline or whatever the case may be? And so going on the internet, while it could be great until something goes wrong, and I think it's always important that you have that technology which enables,
mm-hmm,
and the support, that human resource that's there for you, especially looking out for instances where they're out of your control.
Correct. And then also that which is in your control, I imagine, Sia. So, for example, as you say, you've got the support, but the support is expert support, expert travel support. So you're not, with respect to my previous guest, just taking the first Google answer in terms of the hotel you want to stay at in a new city, for example. Yes. I imagine the Rennie's, yes, expert would say these are the appropriate ones that are in a safe area, that are... you know, is it that kind of assistance?
Absolutely. I mean, these are specialist travel consultants. Also, Pride, you mentioned, you know, you've known Rennie's for many years. We've been in business for 70 years.
Mm.
And that experience comes to the fore as well in a,
right,
in a live environment when you're traveling and something happens. But, you know, I could just imagine, I will give an example. Someone went on the internet and booked a flight overseas.
Yes.
The flight that departed was late.
Right.
His connection flight...
Was,
so you missed the connection,
correct,
flight. Now, if I'd gone on the internet, I've got no support. What,
right,
then? And I'm at the sort of the mercy of the airline, or who am I at the mercy of?
Mm.
It's very, very important that you have a specialist support to assist you in your travels.
You mentioned an overseas travel. So one of the biggest things Rennie's, I promised nobody's paying me to say this, but one of the biggest things Rennie's ever supported me in was my travel across the African continent. Does this service apply to anywhere on the continent as well?
Absolutely. And we've got, we're in country,
yes,
so boots,
exactly,
on the ground in 121 different countries around the world, including,
okay,
in Africa. and it's a global SLA. So a service level agreement here, and when you're traveling in Kenya or wherever in Africa, it's the same service level.
Great.
We're the only travel management company globally that actually has that standard SLA, which is very, very important when you're traveling into Africa, for example. Absolutely critical.
So let's talk a little bit about the different packages that are available for me as a small business. So I know that you've got the Go Getter Essential Plus, Pro, and Pro Plus. We don't talk about prices, but just talk to me about what is that first class?
Yeah.
What's that first class service look like?
So, what we try to do. So, if I can take a step back,
and
a call to action to small businesses, they don't actually know how much they're spending
on travel.
On travel,
yeah.
And I think it's they need to take an honest appraisal. How much are you actually spending? Mm-hmm. And have a look at. I mean, we'll guide them through. We're the experts.
Yes.
And if you email sales@reniesbcd.com, one of our experts will be happy to help you.
Okay.
But let's now you have an idea of what you are spending on travel. Then based on your travel volumes, then you choose. It's a subscription based model.
Okay.
You know, if you, I mean, if you look at it like in a cell phone contract example, I mean, if you've got, you know, 500 hours of talk, you go on a bigger package. So you sort of, you can scale yourself and then we'll assist you, take you over the line.
Yes.
But generally what you look at is, you know, the smaller the business, we want you to get you going in 48 hours, 24 to 48 hours on a corporate platform.
Yes.
That is, we've negotiated rates with suppliers across the globe. Now, a small business wouldn't ordinarily have access to that. Now, we've democratized this and say, guys, you know, you're the heartbeat of this country, sort of in the workforce and the contributions that they make. Let's give you a break. Let's give you pre-negotiated rates that you wouldn't.
What kind of suppliers do you mean?
Airlines.
Okay.
Hotels.
The specific.
B&Bs.
Okay. Gotcha.
Shuttle companies, transfer companies, sort of any supplier that when you leave your house with Reniz BCD, that takes you back home to your house.
And safety.
Visas.
Yes.
That kind of assistance with passport, like concierge service. Now, these are, you know, expensive
services.
They are expensive. But for the go-getter, we've said, guys, let's come to the table. We are part of Bidvest, which is a diversified entrepreneur-led business.
Yes.
So we understand the pain points of the go-getter. And we've come to the table and say, guys, what can we do for you? We understand your pain points.
Yes.
How can we help you?
What are the biggest complaints that you get from business travelers who can't afford to have, say, a Reniz rep sitting in their office all the time?
Okay, so in the digital world, we don't actually have to be
exactly.
On site. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. So, I mean, there are a lot. I mean, we do sort of major clients. And the thing is, travel is a very personal experience.
Mm.
Even though we try to wrap corporate travel, it's a very personal experience because you, the individual, are the one who's actually traveling.
Yes.
So, you know, a lot of the guys would say, but I did a... my online sort of my preferences. I prefer a window seat. I prefer, and
like
I gave it to you, Reniz, and I didn't, and I got an aisle seat. It's subject to availability.
Yes.
But the thing is, you know, without us, you'd be at the sort of the mercy of the airline. So we try and our best, based on our relationship with the airlines and the suppliers, we really do go the extra mile for our travelers.
Okay, take me through some of these packages, because the top one seems to have all the mileage. When you say extra mile, well, all the boxes are checked. So we've got online booking.
So they all have online booking.
All of
online
them,
booking.
Okay.
Yes.
They all have mobile travel application.
Yes.
They all have some form of flight, hotels, and car rental
support. So those are our negotiated rates that I spoke about.
Gotcha.
So we've used our economies of scale, where we've gone to the suppliers and say, guys, as Bid Travel, we spend R1 billion a year in the space. Please can we negotiate rates for our people?
Oh, that's good to know.
And that's what we've done. So that is a negotiated rates, what it means there, yes.
Go get exclusive deals. What are these?
So these are... Okay. Once you start understanding...
I only find out when I get to subscribe.
No.
Okay.
But they're ever moving. So once you've, as a small business, if you know how much you spend, now you start tracking your travel. You know where your travelers are going. You know where your pain points are.
Okay.
Now we can, on your behalf, let's say now you're going to Katu because you're working in the mines. Now we can go into Katu and negotiate with suppliers in that specific area on your behalf, but using our economies of scale. Yes. They'll listen to us.
Okay.
Lots of them, they might listen to the small business. So we negotiate on your behalf. So that's part of the special and exclusive offers.
So if I can, I mean, earlier on I asked you what are some of the things that people complain about the most. I can promise you the next two things I'm going to mention are some of the major issues I have, because I travel across time zones. So 24/7 after hour support. Not this nonsense of, sorry, our office hours are 8 to 5
yes.
p.m.
We've got 24 hours, 365. I mentioned all times. As remember, I mentioned 121
Correct.
Countries,
so
SLA. So we call it the Always On Travel Center, which is available at 24/7.
And the other thing that I love is your unused ticket management, because if I'm running a business on the go, I don't know when my client's going to cancel. I don't know if something is going to change, for example, in my supply chain or if I'm a manufacturer, back in the factory, I have to turn back. And I can imagine as a small business owner, especially if you are negotiating on your own economies of scale, a missed flight because you had to attend to something else can sometimes be costly. You probably try to get the cheapest one, which means it's not a flexible one, which means, you know what I'm saying? So
so many moving parts in this situation.
Particularly if you miss one leg of a flight these days, the return gets thrown out.
Absolutely. Exactly. Yes. Yeah. So it's not just that. I think once you've got data, you can make decisions. Mm. Data is insights. And because we harness technology to track and inform our customers on every single part of the travel program, including, you know, unused tickets, cancellations, so they can make decisions based on actionable insights.
As a business owner, do I always need to email sales at BCD, or can I keep an eye on the entire portfolio of travel attributable to my subscription all the time, say on an app or with a login?
Yeah. So to start, to direct you to the right channel, sales@reniesbcdtravel.com. Right. We'll have that discussion. Yes. It's a consultation. We'll have a consultation with one of our experts, new business development executives. And then from there, as you go live, as you are trading or traveling, then we'll send out a contact sheet. It will be very clear to you. And in the event of this is who you contact.
Gotcha.
As we mentioned, the after hours. This is the after hours, contact number. This is your dedicated team of consult, or whatever the case, but depending on the sort of the implementation went in, you'll be directed quite well into who you should speak to.
Sia, do you still do protocol on landing in certain countries? Sort of being guided through from plane through faster customs control to the driver.
Yeah, so it's part of our concierge service. I'm going to call it our VIP travel service.
Don't I look like a VIP?
Absolutely. But we were talking about the
teasing.
SMEs.
No, I'm teasing.
We do. We absolutely do have. And I think it's a good question because when I spoke about the experience, if you've got consultants with 15, 20, 30 years experience, it is not just a selling point. You've got people who have been in the industry and know in-country situations that may occur, and they have a number to call to sort you out. So absolutely, yes. Our part of our concierge service is one of our biggest sort of focus areas this year as well.
The product is called Go Getter. It is targeted at you, the go-getting, tech-savvy, small and medium business owner and operator for all your travel needs, domestic and international. The best way to find out more about this is to email sales@bcd.co.za.
reniesbcdtravel.com.
Excuse me, .com. Yeah. Thank you so much. Sia Mzozoyana is the new business development manager who's in studio with us today, telling you so much about it, and who will through the team connect you with the best person to guide you on how to build out your travel program. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Really appreciate it. That's our tech and innovation for this Tuesday. Please do check it out, the reporting, the booking and all of that.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.